There seems to be this new trend in movies where it's almost going back to the 70s where they would put like tons of stars and tons of actors in one movie. It was like there were so many names you couldn't even imagine. It just went on and on and on. Mm-hmm. So there's that movie Don't Look Up that's coming out on Christmas Day. You know about that one?
Yeah, that's got everybody under the sun in the movie.
And that's Adam McKay, by the way, who we talked about earlier, Adam McKay from Anchorman. He's the one directing it. But, you know, in that movie is Jonah Hill, Leonardo DiCaprio, Jennifer Lawrence, Timothy Chalamet, Ariana Grande, Cate Blanchett, Meryl Streep. It just goes on and on. It's like crazy. And that seems to be the new thing. And I think it's because COVID, they just couldn't make that many movies. So they're making one movie and just throwing everybody in it. Mm-hmm. So there's a movie coming out called Nightmare Alley. And it's another one of these movies that like everybody's in it. Again, Cate Blanchett. Bradley Cooper, Toni Collette, Willem Dafoe, Richard Jenkins, Rooney Mara, Ron Perlman, Mary Steenburgen, David Strathairn, a bunch of other people that you'd be like, oh, I know that guy.
Hmm.
So it stars Bradley Cooper and he's out there promoting it. And one of the places that he promoted it was on his friend Dax Shepard's podcast. So, you know, they're old friends, they're good friends, long time. So when you're sitting down with a friend, you tend to just, you're very comfortable and you just seem to tell stories you don't normally tell. Apparently, in 2019, right before the pandemic, Bradley Cooper was on the New York City subway heading downtown to go pick up his daughter from school, and he was mugged at knife point.
No.
Yeah. Listen to the story that he tells.
Headphones on the whole time, so I can't hear anything. I'm just listening to music. So sure. It's scored. The whole thing is scored.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, can I ask what you... Do you remember what you were listening to?
I can't remember.
Oh,
I can't
bummer.
Remember.
That's the thing. New York, everybody's got like headphones on all the time. Nobody's ever paying attention to anything.
Heat soundtrack. Go.
Yeah, in the headphones now, like the pros, you can't hear nothing.
Yeah, right.
Closes off the whole world. Pet.
The noise canceling. Yeah.
So I look up, I see the person's eyes, and I'm like taken by how young they are. And then I'm sure you were taught this. You don't ever run from knife, that you just try to kind of like stay there. And I go like that, knocked
lifted
his
your
arm
elbow
up and just start booking.
Oh, wow.
You just start running, jumped over the, not carousel. What is it called? The
turnstile.
Jumped over the turnstile, hit around the white tiled foyer entrance to the subway, took my phone out.
Okay.
He jumped over, running away, up, and I took a...
Honey, you'll never believe what I saw at the train station today. I saw Bradley Cooper jumping over a turnstile. No, you didn't. Yes, I did.
A photo of him. And then I chased him
couldn't
up the stairs.
Couldn't he pay? Does he have any money? He couldn't pay the $2.25? No?
He was running, jumped right over it, and then picked up his phone and called somebody to laugh about it.
He started running up 7th Avenue.
How entitled.
What a prick.
More photographs of him. I ran down two police officers in an SUV, showed them the...
Hey, John, pull over. What? Why? This is Bradley Cooper's chasing us. No, he's not. Yeah, he is. He just jumped a turnstile. He's got headphones on. He's talking to somebody on the phone.
He's going
to
turn himself in, yeah.
The photograph, and I'm like talking to them. And the guy kept saying it was so interesting. He's like, are you stabbed? And I was like, no. He goes, no, check to see if you're stabbed. Because realizing like what happens if people get stabbed and they're in shock.
Oh, my God.
And I looked to see if he was right. It was crazy, bro.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know this.
Yeah. And then I got back on the subway and picked up my daughter. Like, it was crazy.
The weird thing is that, like, I would never think that when you get stabbed, you don't, you wouldn't know. Which I think that's very interesting, that you're in shock and you wouldn't think like, oh, I've been stabbed, I better check that out. Like, that's very interesting. But even more interesting is that this just happened in 2019 while he was super famous. Like, a lot of these celebrities tell stories about when they were first starting out, no one knew who they were, and this happened to me, that happened to me. Well, of course, you were like a regular person like the rest of us. Shit happens to us.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that this happened to him in 2019 after he had won an Oscar and he was, I think it's really interesting. Because you wonder, did the kid with the knife know who he was or not?
I don't think so, because when you see people like Bradley Cooper on the train, you're like, nah, that's, you know, he's a lot shorter than I thought in real life. That's not right. Bradley Cooper. You know, probably has sunglasses on, hair's all messy, really doesn't
he
look
said
like,
he has sunglasses and a hat on, and he said he was kind of like hiding. He said, not that anybody ever looks anyway and knows who I am.
You put Bradley Cooper in a hat and sunglasses, he's New York Joe at that point. I mean, he's anybody. Right. He looks like everybody else on the train.
Robbing somebody at gunpoint now is dumb, because who carries cash?
Yeah, that's the one thing.
I know, like, if somebody, like, okay, so I was walking down the street the other day, and there was a homeless guy who was like, you got a dollar? I'm like, I really don't. Do you Venmo? I can't really help you.
I haven't had a dollar since 2017. I mean, that was the last time I had money.
Yeah, no one has cash on them anymore.